W4AUB.
Point station. This is KO4HKX. Sorry, I missed your call.
Yeah, this is WE4AUB from Marietta, Georgia on Echolink.
Hey, this is Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. I think you've got somebody looking for you. He was on here a few minutes ago, and I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that would be Kurt, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike. I was just texting with him a few minutes ago.
Get into the repeater. You're sounding good on Echolink.
Outstanding. Well, this is my first attempt at using it, and took a minute or two to figure out a couple of the microphone issues, but I think we're good now.
Roger that. The first time I used it, it took me a little bit too, so you're doing good. Before HKX, clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta on the RF section, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, and we have quite a few, 18 pre-net check-ins. Then we're going to go to brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked in before, and then we'll pick up on Echolink, and then we'll go to the RF check-ins. So here's the pre-net check-ins. The control like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, and Isla, N4IEI, and Traveler's Rest. If you're listening, Fred, appreciate you and Miss Isla checking in this evening. K2AMD, that's Andy over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. If you're listening in, appreciate you being there. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, who I don't see on Echolink at the moment, so I don't think he's listening in, but appreciate him using the pre-net check-in capability. W2T, that's Rusty over in Moore, South Carolina. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. KJ4UHF, that's Jack over in Greenville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. KO4NUE, that's Chad, bring with him. KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, there in Campobello. KG4WNP, that's Landon, who is still down in the Bahamas. I hope he's having a good time down there. K4XMR, that is Melvin in Prosperity. W4MKH, that's Marshall, that's in Jacksonville, Florida. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and W2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability this evening, and that keeps you checked in when you're too busy. And I think that's helping out our nets quite a bit. Now we're going to go to brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure of the protocol. Just throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, hearing nothing on the brand new amateur radio operators, we'll move along to Echolink stations, which we've got a couple Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
This is WE4AUB, John in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay, net control, like to recognize WE4AUB, that's John in Marietta, Georgia. Sounding good from Marietta, Georgia on Echolink this evening. John, do appreciate you using the Echolink capability. And the other one that's over there is Marshall, who has already checked in from Jacksonville. So appreciate you being there with us tonight, Marshall. Now we're going to move to the RF section. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called begins with letters A through D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
K Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all over in Piedmont, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. To Lorena and Michelle, we said hello. Do appreciate you guys being so consistent, checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta?
54DJW. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
For DJW. And Dave, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, GTH Greenville, and I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. And Dave, yeah, it is Ariel's night to call the net, but he's stuck in traffic, so I'm going to fill in for him. He's probably wishing he was at home rather than sitting out in traffic, but that happens. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Take care, stay safe. KM4BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville. Sounding good from Greenville tonight, Bert. Kurt, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, well, moving on up to the Echo through Hotel Group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. King Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you.
DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Chandler, and we'll stick around and chat a bit later on tonight.
DJW. W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. You sounding good. KC4EZN, that's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. You sounding good. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move on up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L. And like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73 for each one of you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, sounds like you might have that group to yourself, and that's usually a pretty large group. So we're going to try it again. Appreciate you being there tonight, James. Any other stations? India through Lima. I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Sorry, Ariel, couldn't be here. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Net Control, like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Bring with him KEC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Yeah, I'm sure Ariel would much rather be at home calling the net than stuck out in traffic. But c'est la vie. That's the way it goes. Take care. Stay safe. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations? India through Lima. They'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile and Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Dave, and all of the net. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Thanks for calling the net. Looks like it's going to be a short list tonight. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walled up here at Lake Bowen in Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4 NNH. That's Fred over in Pelzer. Appreciate the QSO we had earlier today, Fred. That's a good QSO. Learned a lot. I enjoyed that. And K4OIM, that is Walt. He is our Tuesday night Net Control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You sounded good. Take care. Stay safe. We'll be, and I think you're right. It might be a short one. I guess it's that way. It usually happens like that when the seasons change. People get busy. But we'll see. We got a lot of pre-net check-ins tonight, too. Almost 20 this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Tupapa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll push it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix their call begins with the letters Q through T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Hey, please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-ray, KM4RGX. This is Carol. I'm down here in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net. And, Dave, I appreciate you coming back to me earlier today.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW. Registered in green with no traffic, no round table.
Or DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4RGX. That's Carol over in Greenville. Carol, enjoyed it. Your Ringo Ranger is doing most excellent this evening. Sounds like you're on a base station with 100 watts. It sounds really good. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. K4ROW, that's Rich over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Rich. You sounded good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. Sounding good from Dacusville tonight, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we made it to the patient group in record time, 15 minutes. So the patient group didn't have to be so patient. Net Control, we're going to open it up now for Uniform through Zulu. Stations with first letter suffix their call that begins with letters U through Z. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Even
number
one. Hey,
Dave,
please check in and out. KI4. VLW, Randy. KJ4, CRL, Linda, up here in Asheville.
Check in, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, in Anderson tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Also, my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73, and thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4VLW, that's Randy, bringing him KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda, they're over in Asheville. You're sounding good tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Do appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And KX4YM, that's Scott, who's bringing with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. You guys take care, stay safe. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. You check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKB. My name is Duncan, up here in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73.
G4DJW. Will you please check in November 4, Hotel Charlie Foxtrot, in 4HCF. This is Paul and Anderson. No traffic, no comment, and I'll be mobile tonight.
W. Dave, please check in. KI4DOS, Kerry. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That is Duncan over in Asheville, North Carolina. Sounding good from Asheville tonight, Duncan. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4HCF, that is Paul over in Anderson on the mobile. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you taking time to check in. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joyce we said hello, and we will be back to you in a little bit with comments. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other station, we're in the all the way through the alphabet group, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
DJW. P4 Foxtrot, Yankee, Misher up here in Burnsville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Have you please check in November 4 Alpha Kilo, Glen, Sunset, South Carolina, negative and negative.
W. Hey, Dave. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo. This is Chris here in Greenville. I'm going to be in and out. 73 to everyone on the net.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, KO4, KCL, Barrett and Clemson, negative and negative.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FY. That's Misher over in Burnsville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Misher. You're sounding good. K4XB, that's Tommy, who's in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you being here. And N4AK, Glenn over in Sunset. N4AK, do I have that right, Glenn? Make sure I got that correct. That sounds like I messed up there. And KO4KCL, that's Barrett over in Clemson. Good to have you with us tonight, Barrett. And KO4RUR, that's Chris over in Greenville. Appreciate you being there tonight, Chris. I did get a little behind on that one, so if I messed up anybody, please correct me. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Southern Greenville County. Delta. That's KI4DCP. Name is Alex. I'm on the handheld in Central. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73, and if you could, sir. I'm hearing you're okay. I'm at a weak location for the handheld.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DDD. That is Alex, who is in Central on the handheld. Alex, you're making it in, but just barely. You just barely got your nose above the waterline. Because if you move around at all, you'd go under. But you did make it in, and we did recognize you and got you checked in, so it's working. It's not optimal, but it's working. Appreciate you being there tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, one last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KC4EZN here. Good evening, Dave, and everybody else. We had a really good day up here. Started it out, the Antique Radio Museum, which is located on the campus of Asheville-Buncombe Technical Community College, had a yard sale today. They basically had more stuff than they had room for. And they opened it up to anybody that wanted to show up. So, got to see a few friendly faces, and I managed to find the fellow who wanted the radio that I'm talking on right now. I was just checking it out tonight to make sure it still worked. It's an old Kenwood that does not have a tone board in it, and it was sitting in the box gathering dust, and looking at one of the things this gentleman carried out, and I says, well, I've got the next radio in that series. You interested? And he says, well, make me a price, and I gave it. And so it was a good day, and then I came home, and you heard me talk about tree falling on my antenna. I got it out of the ground and hung it over the tree, and it worked pretty good, a little bit better than it did under the tree. And then I finally this afternoon got it up into a notch into a neighboring tree to where it's about a flat top right now. So, and I just worked the expedition in Lesotho. A bunch of Russian guys that moved down to Africa in the last couple of months. And so it's been a really good day today. We'll turn it back to you. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, I'm glad you found a good home for that radio. You don't want any radios sitting in the box collecting dust. That's not good for them. So glad you found a good home for it. It sounds good on here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sounds really good. I'm not sure how much power you're running, but or what antenna you've got it on, but the radio's working good. The finals are in good shape. But and glad to hear that you got your antenna completed today, the rest of the way up. I remember you getting it up a little ways earlier, and now you got it the rest of the way up on the other side of the tree, where it belongs, almost a flat top. So, and working DX again. I've got one of two up, and I was running Whisper beacons for a long, long time, and then I got distracted with airplanes. So, and the Whisper beacon, I kept having to take it down over and over again for some reason. I just didn't put it back up. So I'm not running anything now on HF. I'm kind of idling, but I'll get it back going again. You inspire me to get it going. Get it going again, Harry. And I really need to get my super loop up, but I really need to do other stuff too. So it's like Gary was saying, you get busier when you're not working than you are when you're working. Back to you, Harry. W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Dan, yeah, in order to find enough time to get all that stuff done, I think you're going to have to go back working on an 8-hour day, y'all. Leastways, that was what I discovered when I retired. I woke up one morning all frustrated and wondering what in the world is going on here. I'm supposed to be retired. I'm supposed to have all this free time. And I got to thinking, I had said yes to a whole lot of stuff that was a whole lot of fun. But regardless of how much fun it is, there's not so many hours in the day. And there's a few things that, whether you're working or retired, they still happen, like you have to put antennas up and cut the trees up, things like that. So, but anyway, it just turned out to be a really good day. The weather was great, and like I say, I got to see a few friendly faces. Good to hear this radio. I have to get the manual out. I think that I have got it on low power, which I think is 5 watts. It's a Kenwood, it's a TR-7250, which is about 35 or 40 years old. And I bought it from a fellow who, his wife listened to the radio. She had a license, but when they came out with radios that had the encode and decode tones built in, he bought one of those. That way, when he called her over one of the repeaters, she was the only person she heard. She didn't listen to all the other repeater traffic during the day. And I came along with a fresh license and needed something other than a handheld. And I don't think our repeater had a tone on it up here then, but anyway, I bought it and used it for several years, and then things changed, and when I got back, I needed radio with tones in it, so it's sitting here hanging on the wall, too. I use it more regularly. But anyway, it was good to see this thing go to somebody that was really, really wanting it and not wanting to drill holes in it and change stuff, or, I don't know, one of those really good feelings. We'll bounce it back to you, Dave, and say 7-3 to everybody. Like I say, it's been a really good day overall. So anyway, W4DJW, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, KC4EZN, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I looked that up while you were talking, the TR-7250. That is, I recognize that radio from when I was in high school. I went over, and this was in the mid-70s. I went over to my buddy's house. His name was Brian Wilson. His dad was Ken Wilson. I can't remember his call sign, but he had one of those radios sitting on the table in his office, that exact radio. I remember it to this day. So, that was back in the 70s maybe after we graduated, but I can't remember exactly. But I guess that was one of the radios that transitioned from tubes to digital, isn't it? Isn't that one of those? Or hybrid, maybe?
It's all transistor. Probably the generation, let's see, and the radio that fellow that I sold this thing to was slightly different model number, and it was physically smaller than this radio, so it's all solid state too. So no, this is not a hybrid. This is all solid state. It's just a real, like I say, if it had a tone board in it, I'd still be using it for my regular radio. But I went online and found the fella in Canada who had a bunch of these things made up and was selling them, and by the time I paid shipping and currency exchanges and all that good stuff, the tone board was $80, and it was designed to go into the space inside the radio. It's not an add-on thing. It was meant to physically fit in the hole and plug in the way it was supposed to plug in, and I just wasn't quite ready to spend $80 on that older radio, so that's kind of why I left it sitting. I decided I'd put my $80 in a new radio, which that's good rationalization when you're wanting to buy a new radio. WD4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, when I was looking at that, that's a 7950, not a 7250. So what my buddy's dad had back then was a 7950. So I can't find any Kenwood 7250s. I found things all around it, but just over doing a really quick Google search, I wasn't able to find that exact one, but probably something close to it. Yeah, I'm thinking that was probably all transistors, the one that he had, that my buddy's dad had. But he was really proud of that. He called me in there to look at it. And while we were doing that, he had a fan out that was blowing on something, that keeping it cool while he was working on it a little. And my buddy stuck his finger in the fan, and it broke a blade off of the fan and made his finger bleed. He looked at him and said, "What? Why did you do that?" And he said, "No reason." That's one of the reasons I remember it, him just sticking his finger in a fan blade. What else you got for us, Harry? What else is going on over in Central, Candler this evening?
Well, I've got my numbers mixed up. You're right, it is a 7950, but I also own a 7250, except that it is a brand new Yaesu. My other radio was a 7900, and they quit making them. And I think what they did was they took the low-end features and just the standard dual band. You can actually program that 7250 from the front of the radio, believe it or not. And then they took the high-end features like the dual band and the cross-band repeats and all, some of that stuff, and moved it up into a radio that's about three times more in money than the 7250. So, yeah, I've got a 7950 and a 7250. So, I was incorrect on the radio I'm talking on, but I do own one with each set of numbers, so maybe when I get rid of the 7950, I can forget it. But anyway, not much else, just watching the leaves fall and trying to get that tree cut up to where I can get the firewood that I can use out of it, and then find somebody that was willing to come in and cut it up, haul it out of my yard. It's about 2 feet in diameter at the base, so the main trunk and all of that is... Right now, unless I go out and buy a log splitter and a bigger chainsaw, is beyond my capabilities, and it greatly exceeds my desire, except to want to have it gone. Anyway, that's about it up here. Enjoying this warm weather, and like I say, I'm glad it. I hope my antenna keeps working in the winter, because you know that the worse the weather is when you put your antenna up, the better it works. And today's conditions were just so ideal, and I'm surprised that it's working as well as it did. Anyway, we're leaving it that day. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry. Well, that makes sense now. I was able to find that one, because and that did look like one Kenwood of that day, back in that day and time. But the last time I cut up a tree that was 2 foot diameter at the base, I had to cut the length of the logs no more than 2 feet. So it made kind of a square round log stump, and that I could barely pick it up and get it over the fence, because the fence didn't have any opening back there. That's rather short when you only cut them to 2 foot length. It makes a 2 foot square of wood. And that's a lot of wood, depending on what kind of tree it is. That's heavy. So I get it. And then you're going to have to get a stump grinder out there. But stump grinders, guys, they're a whole lot easier to find nowadays and don't cost near as much as they used to. They got some really good stump grinding equipment nowadays that'll go out there and not tear your yard up. Anyway, Harry, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net. We'll see if Second Shift has arrived and look forward to doing it again the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I think Second Shift might be using the pre-net check-in capability lately, because there's a lot of pre-net check-ins, and that's one way to make sure you don't miss it at all. Next one up on the stump this evening is KI4DOS. Gary, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. Had a good day today. It was a long day. Got up early this morning, and I missed the ham fest down in Anderson last weekend because it was testing. So I went up and did help out with the test session. But today I went up to Gaffney to their little ham fest. Turned out to be a real nice little ham fest. It was not advertised as much as maybe it can, but had a good turnout. Got to see a lot of folks up there I hadn't seen in a while. A couple of folks asked me about the Greenville Ham Fest, and I told them I was sorry it was had been postponed, but I said hopefully next year it will come about, and we'll have another ham fest that's close to go to. But I had just a real good time up there. And I came back and stopped by a friend's house and visited with him for just a few minutes. And I came on home, and then I had to unload what was left. I carried a bunch of AK stuff up there and got rid of that's not a good way to put it. I sold a good bit of that for Teresa, and there's still a good bit left, so I didn't take it. Any antennas to speak of. I carried one little magnetic mount 2-meter antenna, but he's got a bunch of HF antennas that are still there. I just didn't have room for them today.
Well, Gary, I heard you this morning. I was on the handheld up and going up and down the stairs, getting ready to take the dog to the vet, or not to the vet, to the groomer for when they open. And I was going upstairs, downstairs, and getting coffee. Were you on at the same time that Steve was going to the ham fest? Was that you that was talking to him? I'm thinking it was.
Yeah, I was talking to Steve, but he didn't come to the ham fest. He had some other things to do, places to go, people to see. Then he had that wedding to go to at 6 o'clock this evening. So he didn't make it, or if he did, he didn't come up by the table where I was. But he said he wasn't going to be there, and I didn't see him.
Okay, well, I was on the handheld, so I wasn't getting every word. You know, as I go up and down the stairs and go around the corners, that rubber duck, unless I'm cross-banner repeating, that rubber duck has a lot of blind spots in the house. So I didn't get everything, but I was thinking that he was going to go to the ham fest. That's probably me just reading it wrong and being in a hurry trying to get stuff done. But Anyway, glad you got to talk to him. I heard him on RF yesterday and didn't know he was coming down. I thought, whoa, there's only one way he's on RF, and that means he's got to be in the area. But anyway, glad you know, you're getting that stuff sold for Teresa. Hopefully that'll get stuff in order for her and put AJ's equipment or keep AJ's equipment on the air and working.
Well, that's the main reason I'm helping Trick. Well, it's not necessarily the main reason. I was sitting here at the house one day, and Teresa was visiting AK while he was in the hospital. And he asked her to ask me if I would help her dispose of his equipment and stuff that he's got there. And I told her, of course, I told her yes. Got back over to her house this afternoon and started unloading. She and her Mickey and Tim had been down in the basement cleaning some stuff out. And if anybody needs a rotator, let me know. He's got a bunch of those rotators. I have to go back over and double check, see how many control boxes and stuff he's got. But he's got a bunch of those. And I told Teresa that I'd go through those, you know, hook them up, make sure everything works, and see if we could help her out getting rid of some of those. But I had a real good day. I met a bunch of real nice folks. One of the more interesting people that I got to meet today, I don't have his call right here in front of me, was from Panama. He is come back from Panama up to this area, and he said I may look for a place to live if I can find me a couple acres and you know, a small house, because I don't need a whole lot. But he was getting around pretty good, and he said he was 82. He said there were about 150 active hams down in Panama, and he asked me if I had talked to one of his buddies down there, and it just so happened, I told him, I said, I don't know for a fact, but I'll look it up when I get back home. And I dug back in my logbook here, and there he was. So I didn't even know I had talked to the gentleman. I mean, I knew I'd talked to him, but the call didn't ring a bell at the time. So I came back home and found his call sign, and I got the gentleman's name and number, and I'm going to call him and tell him I have talked to his buddy over there in Panama. So, like I said, we had a real good day. It's been a long day. Been up since 3. You know, I got to bed about 11:30 and got up at 3, and my tired's showing.
Well, Gary, I can imagine that. That's pretty early. I get up about 6 most of the time, between 5 and 6. Once in a while between 4 and 5, but most of the time between 5 and 6. So 3 o'clock, that's when I can't sleep at all. I just throw in the towel at 3 o'clock and get up and say, okay, that's a night that's just not going to work. And that's rare anymore now that I'm not working. That used to happen quite a bit while I was working, but not anymore. So the guy in Panama, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that where Ed K4KK used to go like once a year, and he had some buddies and they'd all go down there and set up and communicate all around the world? They would go stay at a house that was set up with multiple rooms that was like a ham radio motel. You know what I'm talking about?
I do remember Ed talking about that. Had talked to Ed in a long, long time since he moved up back to Tennessee. But, yeah, they used to go somewhere, and a house already had ham stations set up, and they used to get down there and do a lot of contesting.
That's what I was thinking when you said that. That might have been that station. That's the only one I know in Panama. And I think I've talked to them a few times, too. I think and that's because people go down there for that sole reason. But anyway, if you're tired, Sheldon, I won't keep you. But good talking to you. Appreciate you hanging around for the right two portion of the net. You got anything else for us tonight?
Well, I went in there and picked up, the guy's name is Don Bowers. He's a call sign here in the States is NX40, but his Panama call is HP1DP. And like I said, he's just a super nice fella. Enjoyed talking with him, and well, I enjoyed talking with everybody I got to see over there today. And had a good time, and like I said, my tires are showing a little bit. I had my alarm set for 5, but I woke up at 3, looked at the clock and said, this is too early, so I tried to close my eyes and laid there and tossed and turned till about 3:20. And I said, this is silly, so I got up, fixed my coffee, and sat down, drank a cup of coffee, and went, took my shower, and got ready to scoot up there. But we had a good time, and yeah, I was sorry that a lot of folks missed it, but they missed a good little ham fest. So next year when it comes around, if they have it again, this is the third year that they had it, you know, maybe we'll get a larger group to go up there. But other than that, Dave, I'll say 73 to you. You and Miss Amy have a great weekend, what's left of it. And hopefully we'll get together one of these days soon. And if nothing else, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and chew the fat for a little bit. But y'all have a good evening, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. W4DJW in the net, KI4DOS.
All right, Gary. Well, I don't have an HP1DP in my log, but I do have 4 HP calls dating all the way back to 2008. HP3AK, and then HP1AVS, and HP1CDZ, and HP1KZ. That's it. Only four calls from that area. I was thinking I might have had that one, but no luck. That's why it's good to keep a logbook, so you know what you were doing all the way back to 2008. I'm glad I took the time to build that, and I've carried it forward from computer to computer so that I don't lose my contacts that I've made over the years. Anyway, Gary, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net tonight. You and Miss Joy, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and we'll look forward to doing it again the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Like, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For 1, X-ray, radio, Michael, and traveler's rest, I'll be negative, and negative, thank you.
Okay, I did check pre-net check-ins and did see that somebody else checked in on the pre-net, so we're going to recognize KM4VIX, that's John over in Greenville, checking in with the pre-net check-in capability. After the net starts, its audio is turned off, so you can say announce it, but it won't do it. It won't interrupt the net, but it will check in. So, John, appreciate you using pre-net check-in capability this evening. And in 1XRR, that's Michael over in Travelers Rest. Sounding good from Travelers Rest this evening, Michael. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith, sounding good from Columbus, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us, as always, Keith. Good to have you with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure to stop back by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm pretty sure he would appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him tomorrow night. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.